Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Pfizer sold $479 million in Viagra pills worldwide in the first quarter of this year. With sales like that, it's no wonder that pharmaceutical companies would be interested in finding a female version of the popular drug.
Medical researchers say that more than 40% of women between the ages of 18 and 59 experience some form of sexual problem. And all types of women are affected.
But Viagra increases blood flow in men to solve a specific physical problem. What physical symptom would the female version treat? If there's no one specific malady that causes sexual dysfunction in a woman, how can we develop a drug to treat it? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Friday, June 18th, and a lot of discussions about a lot of different anxieties going on, and some of them aren't even over the oil spill.
Well, let's just say, ladies, stay with us for this hour. Let's get a check on the morning's top news stories. After 28 years in the oil business, three as CEO of BP, Tony Hayward has now had one full day of getting pounded by the U.S. Congress. He tried apologizing.
The explosion and fire aboard the Deepwater Horizon and the resulting oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico never should have happened. And I'm deeply sorry that it did.
But congressmen weren't looking for apologies yesterday. They wanted answers about what BP did or didn't do to cause that rig explosion. Pennsylvania Congressman Mike Doyle cited a report saying BP chose a riskier well in order to save $7 million.
Instead of treating the well with caution, it seems that BP's only interest was in completing the well quickly and cheaply.
Hayward mostly deflected those questions, saying he wasn't involved in the decision-making and wanted to await the outcome of an internal investigation. Hayward wasn't the only one who caught a congressional flogging yesterday. Republican Congressman Joe Barton of Texas started taking flack as soon as he accused the White House of strong-arming BP into setting up a $20 billion disaster fund.
I think it is a tragedy of the first proportion that a private corporation can be subjected to what I would characterized as a shakedown.
Democrats and even many Republicans jumped on Barton, who later apologized. Barton has received the most campaign money, by the way, in the House from the oil industry over the last 20 years.
A federal advisory panel voted yesterday to approve a new morning after pill. It works for up to 5 days after unprotected sex, 2 days longer than the current medicine on the market. And today, another advisory panel will give its recommendations to the FDA. This one's about a new female Viagra, they're calling it. Joining us now is Dr. Susan Bennett, a doctor at Harvard University. Dr. Bennett, what is this drug expected to do? And are there some women that it could actually help?
Flibanserin is a drug that was designed to treat depression, Prozac, affecting the serotonin pathway in the brain. They discovered in a study that it didn't really do that much for depression, but that people reported, both men and women reported, a strong sex drive after taking the drug. As a result, this drug has been investigated as a possible agent to help women with decreased sexual desire.
Okay, we're going to talk about whether or not it's effective at doing that in a moment. Dr. Susan Bennett, stay with us.
Supreme Court says employers have the right to monitor workers who use company computers and cell phones, but only as long as there is, quote, a legitimate work-related purpose.
And the L.A. Lakers won their 16th NBA title. They beat the Boston Celtics in last night's game number 7. Kobe Bryant was the series MVP. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 10,434. The S&P at 1,116. And the NASDAQ at 2,307. So we start our summer music series this morning. You could find out more on our site, thetakeaway.org. But you can get this mixtape started. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE and tell us what tune sets the mood for your summer and sing it to us as well. We're going to talk about that later this hour. But John, do you have a summer song?
One summer in the 60s, it was all about this tune. Les McCann and Eddie Harris, Compared to What?